Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 40. My name is Matt, and this is the podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. Thanks so much for joining me this week. I've got a great episode lined up for you. And as I mentioned last week, we have a lot of really great things to announce for you. The first thing I want to get into is MRP Tech Reviews has a brand new website, www.mrptechreviews.com. Now this website, if you visit this website, please take a look at it. The idea behind this site was to have one location for all of my creative ventures. What I mean by that is if you've been listening to the podcast now for 40 episodes, each week I plug something different, whether it's my Facebook page or my YouTube channel or my Patreon page or Podnuts or everything else in general associated with MRP Tech. There's a lot going on. And I do a lot of different creative things. And one of those creative things that I really want to start getting into is blog posts and articles. And I sort of had this idea for a while now, and I really wanted to start doing this in early 2017. But what I didn't want to do is have to deal with a website that takes a lot of time and effort to do things. So I built a relatively simple website with everything all in one spot. So if you go to mrptechreviews.com, you'll see posts with different articles of what's going on, whether it's just a short blog post or a full-length article itself coming soon. There's an about page. There are links to Podnuts and the RSS feeds available for the MRP Tech Podcast. There's a whole page dedicated to my YouTube videos, as well as contact information, my Patreon page, everything put together in one spot for you all. Now, even better, something I'm really excited about with this website, once I start doing some short articles on tech topics, for those of you who use apps like Feedly to collect your news aggregator, to use a news aggregator to collect whatever it is you're interested in, if you're using something like Feedly, if you add my website to your Feedly app, you can get all of that information that I'm posting on that website delivered directly to you, and you won't even have to visit my site. So definitely encourage you to do that too. So I've got a lot of really great ideas coming up for MRP Tech Reviews, and we're just getting started here. We got lots of great things, and especially for this podcast in 2017, I've got a lot of great topics in mind for the future. And if you want to catch up on some old episodes, go over to podnuts.com and check out the MRP Tech Podcast show, along with all the other great shows on there. And you know what? That website is a great website for anybody interested in tech topics of any kind. So please, if you have a second, take a look at that website and maybe click that support button, that donate button, and help Podnuts keep going, because they do a lot of great work week after week, providing all sorts of entertainment in the podcasting world. So also last week, I mentioned I have a brand new Google Plus page. Feel free to take a look at that. Just search for MRP Tech Reviews. And I'm going to post lots of information. New shows come out, I'm going to post that. Any articles that I find interesting from other sources, I may share on Google Plus. Just another venture to encourage listeners of this podcast to become a community and join in on all of the fun. So thank you so much for checking that out. Also, lots of great things happening. By the time that this podcast airs, the MRP Tech Podcast should be available now through all of your different podcatchers. So we have submitted the MRP Tech Podcast to the iTunes Store, and now it's going to be much easier to find when searching from a podcatcher directly. So if you happen to use iTunes, or if you have a free second, please go over to iTunes and give a 5-star rating to this podcast to help us grow, help me keep doing what I'm doing and gather new listeners. So we've got so much going on these last few weeks. We've been working behind the scenes and really tweaking, gearing up for 2017. We're so excited about everything that's about to happen. And you know, one of those things that I really have been thinking about over the last few months, over the last few months, I have been talking about macOS and I've been talking about iOS apps. I've talked about Chromebooks. I've talked about Linux and open source. And really, the whole idea of this podcast is to discuss anything tech that comes to mind. And when I'm recording these podcasts, oftentimes I'm wishing that I had an Android device so that I could talk more about Android on occasion. Now, one of the differences of this podcast to other podcasts on this network is that I discuss iOS and Mac from time to time, and I try to discuss everything that I talk about in a positive manner, so that people out there that are using these products can learn from what I have to say. And I try to do it without any bias. So I like to try different products out there, see if they work for me, and then pass that information on to all of you. Many different shows do this in many different ways, so this isn't unique to my show at all. I just want to make that clear. But one of the things that I was looking for is I was looking for a really inexpensive Android tablet. I didn't need a whole lot of bells and whistles, just to kind of look through the App Store, try a few apps now and then on Android. I really enjoy Android. Actually, I enjoy Android more than I enjoy iOS. And if it wasn't for certain music applications that I need, I would still be on Android. So I reached out to Dor and I asked him what would be a great low-budget Android tablet that I could use to do this. And one of his recommendations was to actually try out the Fire tablets put out by Amazon. And the original one that I started looking into was the Kindle Fire 7-inch tablet. And you could buy it as inexpensive as $39.99 right now from Amazon using the discounted rate that Amazon applies, because they offer ads with the Kindle Fire 7 in order to lower the cost. So I looked into that and I almost purchased it. And then I realized that that Fire 7 was actually a year old now. So I looked to see if there was a newer model out there, and I looked into the Fire HD 8. And I have sort of been out of the loop when it comes to Amazon's products. For a long time, I didn't really care for Kindle or the Fire brand. I had helped set one up 2 years ago for a family member. Just didn't care for the interface. I found it very confusing, not something that I would recommend. However, with the new Fire OS 5, I believe, it's looking very nice. And for Christmas, my wife had picked one up for me, the Kindle Fire HD 8-inch tablet. And it is a truly Android experience without paying a hefty price. It is not a super powerful tablet, but someone looking for an inexpensive Android tablet, I recommend taking a look at this. You can get it for under $100, even cheaper if you buy the 16 gigabyte version. 2016, just released, so I know it's going to be supported for a few years. And you know what? I'm really blown away by this tablet. It runs games just fine. The overall experience is quite smooth. The screen isn't the highest quality screen, but I'm not expecting that with a low budget tablet. What I want to discuss about this tablet, and I haven't used it a whole lot at this point, but what I want to discuss is those of you who are subscribers to Amazon services. Now, Amazon sort of has me hook, line, and sinker with some of their services, and I didn't even realize how invested with Amazon services I was. I'm a Prime member. I also subscribe to Audible, and to me, they're almost two different things entirely. And the way that Amazon integrates their services with these Kindle Fire tablets is really well laid out. You have access to your Amazon videos, you have access to Prime benefits, you have access to Amazon browsing, you have access to all of your audiobooks. And it's very easy to navigate in this new OS by Amazon. And for $100, I am just blown away at the experience with these tablets. If you're not an Amazon subscriber, you're not going to get nearly all of the features that are available on this tablet, but it is something worth checking out if you just want to quickly browse the internet or use social media, and you don't need a super powerful tablet. I'm going to keep using this over the next few weeks and sort of keep you updated. Now, one thing that I really like that I have found, and I have been told actually, is that you can get the Google Play Store installed on Kindle tablets. From what I hear, it's very easy to do. And once that happens, once I have a little time to investigate and do this, if everything goes well, this is going to be a really highly competitive tablet, in my opinion. It's great for kids. It's great for children. They offer a variety of Kindle Fires that are made specifically for children or for parents who want to keep their children safe while they're using a tablet. They come with some replacement plans for children and accidental use. And if I can get the Google Play Store working well on this, I'll have access to the entire Play Store, all of the apps available on Amazon services, all of the apps available on the Google Play Store. And you know, with Amazon services, sometimes they even offer discounted prices because you're a Prime member for those apps as well. Amazon Music is included. If you're a Prime member, you can listen to tons of music for free. And overall, so far, as I've been checking out this tablet, it's just been a very smooth experience. And I'm really excited because I can now approach this podcast with a different frame of mind. Now I can review apps both on iOS and Android at the same time, hoping for a better discussion in the future. So I really want to reach out to all of you. If any of you out there use Kindle Fire tablets and you've had experiences with them, send them my way. You can go to my website, mrptechreviews.com, and hit the contact form. Shoot me a message and let me know what you think of the Kindle Fires. And I'd be glad to have that discussion and throw out some of your ideas. So speaking of Android, I haven't really talked quite a bit about Android in the last few weeks. And way back, some of my earlier podcasts, maybe in the low teens, I can't remember the exact podcast number, I talked about something called Remix OS, which was a Linux-based operating system based off of Android Studio and Android x86 that you could install on a laptop and you could play Android games. The Remix Mini claims to be the world's first true Android PC, and it's available between $40 and $80 from Jide.com, J-I-D-E, and it really truly is Android for your computer. Now, I reviewed that a while back, the Remix OS, and I recently, as I was looking into Android products, I went back to Jide.com to take a look one more time at the Mini itself, and I discovered there was something new put out by Remix, or if it's not new, I didn't see it the last time I reviewed this, and that is the Remix OS Player. Now, what this is, if you run Windows, the Remix OS Player is an Android gaming emulator for PCs. So this is an OS within an OS. So you're running an Android operating system inside of a Windows operating system, just like you would any other piece of software. And it's up to date using the current version of Android. You're not using something like KitKat or Lollipop. You're using Android Marshmallow, and you are able to run Android apps side by side on your desktop. It is absolutely free and will always be absolutely free, which I am glad to see. And for those of you who are looking to maybe try one or two Android apps, maybe this would be something for you to give a shot at and see if it works for you on your Windows computer. So basically what you're going to need Windows 7 or newer. They recommend I believe, a Core i3 or greater. They recommend, you know, i5 and i7 if you have it. Does not support AMD. So if you have an AMD chip on your computer, it's probably not going to work well. They suggest that you have 4 gigs of RAM on your computer and about 8 gigabytes of storage, and they recommend more if you have it. It is a virtualized operating system, and you're going to treat it just like any other software on your computer. You can open it up, then install any apps that you need. Very easy to do. So to find that, you're going to go to Jide.com, J-I-D-E, and look for the Remix OS player. I was going to give this a shot, and I was going to give this a review, and I'm realizing as I'm talking to you all that the Windows computer that I use for review purposes actually has an AMD chipset. So probably not going to work for me, but who knows? I'll give it a shot anyway and see if I can get something to work. So that's just a recommendation to all of you looking to maybe give some Android emulation a shot. Let me know how it works for you. I'd be glad to have a discussion on that. And speaking of discussions, I want to try something new for this podcast. For those of you who are listening, if you have thoughts on this podcast and you have your own opinions or you have questions and you have the ability, record your voice asking questions or giving thoughts and send that to me. You can email it at mrptechreviews@gmail.com. Keep it short. And I think if I can get an audience of subscribers to do this once in a while, I'll feel free to put this along with my podcast and give my thoughts back to you. And it'll make something different for this podcast rather than you just hearing my voice the entire time. If anybody has any thoughts, comments, that type of thing, and you want to be on the air, keep it family friendly, keep it clean, and we'll make sure to broadcast it. You don't have to agree with my opinions on things. You can have your own opinions, or you can recommend things for me to review, and I'm always looking for feedback. We've had some really great feedback over the last few weeks. Thank you all for doing that. I appreciate it very much so, and we'll try it and see how it works. What's great about doing this is we always are trying new things. And this is a whole lot of fun to do. So I hope you're enjoying this podcast. That's going to do it for this week. Next week, we got more great things lined up for you. I hope you all have a great and happy new year. Hopefully, 2017 will bring us all success and health and great happiness. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.